This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's been another tragic week for U.S. military aviation. Five service members have died, and the accidents are continuing. National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin is at the Pentagon with the fallout. Good evening, Jennifer.
Good evening, Brett. Late today, the Air Force identified the pilot killed in yesterday's F-16 crash outside Las Vegas. Major Stephen Del Bano flew for the elite Thunderbirds, had more than 3,500 flying hours in 30 different types of planes. He was very experienced, yet his fighter jet crashed during a routine training flight near Nellis Air Force Base. It marks the third crash for the Thunderbirds in less than 2 years and the third military aircraft to crash in the past 2 days. On Tuesday, a Marine Corps Super Stallion helicopter crashed in Southern California, killing four Marines. Earlier that day in the East African nation of Djibouti, a Marine Harrier jet crashed on takeoff. The pilot ejected and was released from the hospital, but today the Djibouti government grounded all U.S. military flights, including drones, from the largest American base in Africa, hindering counterterrorism operations. There have been five non-combat aviation crashes this year alone, killing nine service members. 37 were killed in air crashes last year, nearly double the number killed in 2016. But a top general at the Pentagon would not call it a crisis.
I would reject wave and crisis. Those are mishaps that occurred. We're going to look at each one in turn. Each one is tragic. We regret each one. We'll look at them carefully. I'm certainly not prepared to say that it's a wave of mishaps or some form of crisis.
The House Armed Services Chairman Mac Thornberry warned the White House not to rob the military's readiness money to fund the National Guard at the border. When President George W. Bush sent 6,000 troops to the Mexico border, it cost $415 million. Money that was stripped from the Air Force and Navy's operations and maintenance budgets. The Pentagon just received $700 billion. A sizable portion of that is supposed to help fix aircraft and improve pilot training.
Well, that's what comes to light here, is that because of what has happened with the military and the allocation of funds, because of sequester, as you'll recall, our military has been underserved and underserviced. Many planes, they're out there just, cannibalizing other planes in order to keep them in the air. And so all this comes to question right now, especially in light of what we're dealing with the border and the president's idea of possibly diverting some of that money in the name of national security. I say some of the money that was earmarked for the military, could be moved over. I mean, this is the problem that we have, is that we've got plenty of problems, not a lot of money, or at least a priority issue that needs to be considered here. And it's up to us. It's up to we the people again. You know, I remind you that our founding fathers, put the power in the hands of the people. But if we're not going to assume the authority position that we have here in this country, well, then, the swamp rats, as they say, and the ruling elite will continue to do as they have done. But I see more and more where people are starting to take a stand. They're becoming activated, because that's what is required for a time such as this, is an activated citizenship if we're going to reclaim this precious republic in which we live in. Well, the FBI already under fire. Fox is reporting this for its handling of tips involving the Parkland school shooter in Florida, and rocked by the firings and demotions of several high-ranking officials, suffered yet another significant blow with the acquittal of the Orlando nightclub terrorist widow. And it happened in large part, according to the jury's foreman, due to the Bureau's failure to record Nora Salmon's interview statements. It says, anytime you lose, you need to take a hard look at why we did lose, is what the former FBI Assistant Director Ron Hosko told Fox News, noting the rare terror trial loss should be a wake-up call for the Bureau and federal prosecutors to reevaluate their investigative efforts and their decision-making. He says, I do think it is time, because of this, certainly because of some national conversations about trust in the FBI, that the FBI should look hard as to, are we in the right place, is what he noted. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here for more information on the show. BillMartinezLive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, yes it is. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinez.com is where you want to go. We're going to talk Israel and touch on some very significant updates with Avi Yorish, who is with us, a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council. His new book, Thou Shalt Innovate, How Israeli Ingenuity Repairs the World, the Untold Story of Israeli Innovation. Avi, shalom. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's such a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me today.
Well, it is important. I always relish opportunities like this, Avi, because you are America's eyes and ears. You're there on the ground, and there's lots of exciting and good news to share. It's been a couple of years since I visited Israel. I'm way past overtime to go see it once again. And what strikes me particularly about your book, Thou Shalt Innovate, was I was so impressed when I was there to see the innovation and to hear of all the ideas that the Israelis have generated over the years that the West hears very little about.
We are certainly seeing an explosion of innovation and tech coming out of the country, certainly over the course of the last decade, that, from where I stand, influences and improves the lives of billions of people around the world, not just in Africa, Latin America, China, and Europe, but right here in the United States as well, through a variety of technological breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you think about Israel, I mean, here is this parcel of land. When Israel was brought back to it after 1948, you know, some of the people there in the area looked at it and go, why do they want this bit of desert? What are they going to do with it? Well, little did they understand that Almighty God, who has had his hand upon this people, would give them ideas, divine ideas and favor, to bring to life that which was dead.
What we're seeing, interestingly, the modern state of Israel is really a combination of what happens when technology meets the prophetic tradition. So on the one hand, you have a people that hasn't been in its land for 2,000 years coming back. But over the course of the last 2,000 years, something really interesting has happened. First, you have a people that has been longing to come back, and 3 times a day prays the Eleni prayer and specifically commanded to repair the world. Mm-hmm. The children of Israel believe that they have a social contract with God to spread morality and justice. And over the course of the last 2,000 years as well, the prophetic tradition has taught the children of Israel that, one, they're there to repair the world, two, act a light onto the nations, and three, perhaps most importantly, take the mundane and make it holy. In other words, help the poor, feed the sick, provide comfort to the needy. And when you combine this culture of the prophetic tradition and you combine it with technological prowess, you see this unbelievable innovative society that is the modern state of Israel. And that's not to say that everyone in Israel is a nation of saints. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. Israel has certainly its fair share of problems, but it is a nation of its citizens seeking higher meaning for the last 3,000 6,000 years. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, plus the last 70 years of a very highly innovative military, great university, diverse culture with Jews from all over the world, plus Christians, Muslims, Druze, etc., in the country, and added to that smart government programs, the combination of those, the fuel, plus the spark of the prophetic tradition of the last 3,000 years, mm-hmm. really demonstrates what Israel is capable of.
Right. Well, Avi, you know, in much the same way as here in America, what I've been able to observe, when something of a catalytic nature occurs, you know, like you might say, as you say, the prophetic, I say a divine idea and divine favor, it comes out of people who are pursuing God. Though, you know, both our societies have been secularized and you would say are not following God with the passion that maybe it once did, God is still true to his commitment and his promise. And he's following through, and he's utilizing those who are pursuing him and faithful to him. So my observation has been, when we look at major changes that have occurred historically, people of faith have been the vanguard and been the hands and the feet and the voice of God. Has that been your observation as well?
No, look, Israel is like any other country. It has those who have faith and those that do not. What I can say, that certainly the culture of faith and the fact that the tradition, the prophetic tradition, has had a deep and impactful role on the genetic cultural DNA of the Jewish people and the state of Israel. And so, look, that really manifests itself in a wide variety of areas, including water, medicine, science, agriculture. Let's take, for example, this idea of water. Yeah. Jews, three times a day, pray for rain or for there to be a bounty of water. Israel today is the only country on the planet that has declared itself to be a water superpower. It has declared water independence from nature and from its neighbors. In other words, Israel has done this using a variety of different means. One, it has 5 desalination plants. 2, it uses drip irrigation, which is an Israeli innovation, which is used by billions of people around the world. And that's, in other words, using these small little plastic tubes to drip water directly onto crops, whereas farmers only need to use a third of the water, but they actually double the yield. Mm-hmm. And they couple that with recycling their wastewater. So in other words, when we flush our toilets, Israelis remove the waste, clean the water 5 times, and they recycle 90% of that water to be used by agriculture. Wow. To put that in perspective, the next country down, Singapore, recycles 20% of its water, and we here in the United States only recycle 8% of our water. And as we look at a resource-scarce planet, and looking at some of the largest challenges facing humanity today, we're seeing Israel, a country the size of New Jersey, playing a disproportionately large role in solving some of the largest challenges facing the planet Earth today. And you can see this across the board, not only when it comes to water, as I said before, but when it comes to science, medicine, agriculture, and defense.
You know, Avi, talking about Israel has been able to do with water, and this was one of the things that stuck out in my mind, and I brought back here to the United States, and my question was, why are we not embracing that? I mean, that is so huge. That in of itself, just the water conservation and what Israel has done, and I don't understand why in this country we're not following their lead.
Well, there are a few places that have started. Take, for example, the state of California. Mm-hmm. Israel's IDE, which is the primary vehicle through which the country builds its desalination plant. It's an Israeli company. It has built the largest desalination plant in the Western Hemisphere in California. Incidentally, it has also built the largest desalination plant in China and in mm-hmm. India. Yeah. Israel has been more than delighted to provide its technological know-how. Some of the innovations that are innovated in-house, and others they've leveraged from around the world. But the sum of its parts here, the one in one actually equals 4, because Israel has this formula to really help preserve an important resource called water. We should be using it in places like Arizona, New Mexico, Michigan, and others.
Exactly.
We don't have an unlimited amount of water in this country or anywhere else around the world. And we must preserve it for our children and grandchildren.
Please forgive me. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. Avi Orish is with us. Stay with us. More from Avi after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Good 19 minutes.
minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Avi Yorsch continues, a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council. You know, we were talking about the innovation just in water alone that Israel has brought. The Bible is clear. God said directly to Abraham, it was his promise and part of his commandment that those who bless Israel will be blessed, those who curse will be cursed. And Israel has taken this responsibility as it does with, you know, all things that you say that are in the prophetic class. When God speaks, they listen, and they have been blessing, you know, people around the world with this innovation that you point out in your new book, Thou Shalt Innovate, How Israeli Ingenuity Repairs the World, The Untold Story of Israeli Innovation. Talking about water. But also, you mentioned medicine. I mean, incredible advancement in medicine and how they are serving their own citizens and others around the world. Break that down for us, Avi.
So let's just take one example that is my favorite story. Of the 2.5 million people around the world that are afflicted with multiple sclerosis, 600,000 of them use Revith, a drug that was developed in Israel. Interestingly, the story behind it is fascinating. Michelle Revel in the late 1970s figures out that interferon, a protein in the body, is found in the largest amount in a newborn foreskin. And as you know, Israel, the vast majority of its citizens engage in circumcision. He was able to get a blessing from one particular rabbi, the Lubavitch Rebbe, a Hasidic rabbi who is based in Brooklyn, to get 20 foreskins, out of which he extracted enough interferon protein that when you add 15 years and $2 billion worth of research, he created the drug Revith. And today, that drug alone, 25% of those afflicted with this horrible disease are using a drug that was developed from newborn foreskins, a piece of the body that none of us, that many of us don't seem to feel is necessary.
Which is being thrown away. Yeah, exactly.
Which is just being thrown away.
Right.
I mean, this is just one example. There are hundreds of other drugs that are being developed today in Israel and they to help cure cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's. The largest Arab Israeli high-tech company, Alpha Omega, which your listeners will immediately recognize from a verse from the Book of Chronicles. I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. This particular company has basically mapped out the brain and the brain waves as through sound. And today, as a result of their technology, when one goes to have surgery to treat Parkinson's using deep brain stimulation, they're almost certainly using a device. The surgeon is almost certainly using a device that was developed in Israel to get to the exact part of the brain in order to pulse it. Mm. And we're seeing this, again, when it comes to multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, essential tremor, a whole host of other diseases. Out of Zion comes the ability to really treat medical ailments. And this is not a story that is well known around the world, and certainly not in the United States. But what is coming out of Israel, these innovations are helping billions of people around the world, including right here in the United States of America. If you've had back surgery recently, Israel has developed the first artificial intelligent robot in order to perform surgery on the back. It has a 100% success rate, a 0% failure rate.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's called Mazor Robotics. Mm-hmm. If you recently have had gastrointestinal issues, you've probably ingested something called the pill can, which essentially is a small camera encapsulated in a pill that takes thousands of pictures of your GI tract and absolves people having to engage in very, very painful surgery. That is also coming out of Israel, used in hundreds, if not thousands, of hospitals around the world. Let's take another example, United Hatzalah. Here in the United States and in Israel, the average to have an ambulance arrive at one's home is 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. If I were to experience a heart attack right here, right now, I would likely die because the average here in the United States is 20 minutes, and you have about 6 minutes to save a life after a massive heart attack. Israel saw solve this problem essentially by creating an army of emergency responders. They have 5,000 around the country. Secondly, gave each of them an Uber-like application on these emergency responders' phones in order to alert the five nearest emergency responders to the scene of a medical emergency. And it gave many of them something called an ambucycle, which is a half ambulance, half motorcycle. And instead of it taking 20 minutes for an emergency responder to get to the scene of a medical emergency, it now anywhere around the country takes 3 minutes.
Wow.
And in major cities, it takes 90 seconds. This was innovated by a man by the name of Ellie Beer, who heads an organization called United Hatzala. Think about that. While ambulances still take 20 minutes, now an emergency responder can get to the scene of a medical emergency 90 seconds.
That's incredible.
This is not a Jewish organization. Right. It is a life-saving organization that has Muslims, Christians, Jews, religious, secular, all working together to save lives. And Israel has taken this model and is now being used in one place in the United States, Jersey City. But there's no reason why this model cannot be used in San Francisco, in Chicago, in New York, in Miami, in Washington, D.C. This is scalable technology that can save lives. The technology exists, yeah. And Israel is producing this, and it can be used around the world.
And they're repairing the world. This is unbelievable. Avi, this is great stuff. I appreciate the update on the information. And, of course, the question is that people would say, with all the good things that Israel is doing and sharing around the world, why do they continue to be the target of such hatred?
I couldn't hear the target.
I say, why are they still the target of such hatred to where you have Arab countries, make it part of their mantra that they just want to see Israel gone? There's no room for peace.
As I talk about in my book, I see the paradigm shifting pretty significantly. If you look at, take for example, Egypt, a country that Israel's had peace with since 1979. In the next 7 years, Egypt is going to have a water problem of biblical proportions. The United Nations is predicting that in 2025, Egypt will run out of water. There is no reason to think that Israel will not leverage its technology on its behalf. As I look to the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, I see a completely different Middle East, and I see a completely different world as it interfaces with the state of Israel. Israel, one of the smallest countries in the world, is playing a disproportionately large role in solving some of these big, massive problems, and I cannot see the relationship that many of Israel's enemies has today continuing into the future. Israel is solving some of the biggest problems, and it would astound me if those countries continue to turn their backs on the state of Israel. The world is changing. The way Israel is perceived around the world is certainly changing, and our own perceptions should change because it is a net contributor to the world. It is acting as a force for good. Its technology is resident everywhere around the world. Look, there's no single narrative that defines the state of Israel, but there's also no denying that the country has extraordinary innovators that are bound together not by religion, stature, or money, but rather by a desire to make the world a better place and save lives. And that manifests itself with organizations like United Hatzala. Mm-hmm. When it comes to water technology, with drugs like Rebif, which treats multiple sclerosis, or when it comes to the PillCam or Mazor robotics, this is the story of the state of Israel. This is the way we ought to look at the country. This is a country that is producing incredible technology that is making the world better and improving our lives here in the United States and around the world.
Avi Orish, Middle East expert, senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council. His book, Thou Shalt Innovate, How Israeli Ingenuity Repairs the World, and some excellent examples and stories as to how they are doing that and helping so many around the world because of their innovation. Avi, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bill, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the sad thing about that is that they only seem to get away with it, but the price you have to pay when it's time to pay up, like we had talked earlier from the book of Ecclesiastes, is because sin is not dealt with immediately. It becomes much more complicated. And this is our life experience, and we see this time and again, the truth of God playing out. Stephen Strang is back with us, author of the book God and Donald Trump, the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine. I will say this, that in February I was a bit disappointed because we were both in Nashville, and I think we were like passing ships in the night there, Stephen. I was trying, you know, to get you on the show, but boy, they had everybody grabbing you and pulling you in 50 different directions, so we missed the meeting face to face, and that was my big disappointment for Nashville at NRB this year.
Well, you're right. Everyone was pulling me in 50 directions, and I would have loved to have met you, so we'll have to do it at some point.
Yeah,
and I want to thank you for having me back on the show. That must mean that you thought it was at least a little bit interesting. I love talking about God and Donald Trump, and you may be interested, maybe your listeners are interested, that in the last week, I've been on network television three times defending the president.
Right.
And I've never been on CNN and MSNBC before. So this is all kind of new to me. And they wanted to talk about Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this sort of narrative that the evangelicals are all going to turn their backs on Donald Trump because he's a horrible person. Mm. And I said, you know, I don't approve of that at all. Of course, it's only alleged.
Right.
Whatever he did as a private citizen 10 years ago pales by comparison to John Kennedy and Bill Clinton in the White House, and the press ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, until the impeachment came up and for Bill Clinton, and then they couldn't. But with Kennedy, he got a free pass entirely. And I just said, you know, I don't approve of that behavior, but it ends up being his policies. And this is what I bring up in my book, God and Donald Trump. Although in the book, it is not really a defense of the president. It's just trying to explain to the reader how God's hand was on this election process and kind of what's going on in America. Mm-hmm. Actually, since then, I've become more vocal in my support of the president, especially doing all the media I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself on CNN saying that I believed that Donald Trump had accepted Christ.
Yes.
And in the book, I don't really say that. I quote people who do, but I do believe that. I only know it through other people. He never told me that himself when we talked, but I'm now working on a sequel to God and Donald Trump called Aftershock, and I'm hoping that I'll get an appointment with the president, and I may ask him that question when the mm-hmm. time comes.
Exactly. Well, that will be an answer that we can wait for, but that's what most people would suspect, that there has been a conversion of Donald Trump. You know, and there were probably some of those things in the past, things that he said a bit recklessly, as we all know, and we've gone through the experience and the process of being redeemed. It is a moment by moment process. And we find ourselves, like Paul saying, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do. And this is the Apostle Paul saying that.
You're,
and that's something that we can all relate to, right?
And I on my interviews, you know, because they were talking about a moral issue, I was able to say, look, the whole point of Christianity is that God is able to change lives through the power of the gospel. Mm-hmm. Allison Camerato from CNN said, well, what's changed with Donald Trump? I said, well, he's changed. I said about 10 years ago, or maybe 15, he started watching Christian TV late at night. He started asking questions. And so it was an opportunity for me to, you know, really speak up for the Lord. I talked as much about Christianity and why Christians feel we should support him. And it's, you know, the policies are just so totally different between Donald Trump and what he stands for and the agenda he's trying to get through and what's happening on the left. But
without a
really,
doubt,
one of the reasons I wrote the book was because I felt nobody deals with the spiritual aspect. I mean, even in Christian circles, I mean, mm-hmm. as much as I respect Tony Perkins and, you know, that whole group, and I
right.
consider him a friend, you know, when they get together and talk politics, you know, like, who are we going to support?
Mm-hmm.
They never, nobody says, you know, who is God raising up? But in my book,
yeah.
God and Donald Trump, I quote a number of Christian leaders who, as far back as 2007, said they believed that God was raising up Donald Trump like a Cyrus and that he would be elected. And they were saying this even before he threw his hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I document this several times. And, you know, a lot of Christians don't even believe that kind of stuff. I do personally.
I do, too.
Because I come from that mm-hmm. background. But
right.
I wanted to sort of inject this into the debate. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord's opened these doors, you know, just the last few days.
Yeah, well, you know, points well taken here, Stephen, and I agree with you. First of all, point one, and people of faith should understand this because God's very clear. He did say that he is the one that chooses leaders, okay? So that needs to be settled in the minds of people of faith, that Donald Trump was not chosen by the electorate. Yes, he was, you know, acknowledged and affirmed, but it was God out of nowhere. I mean, you got 17 competitors in the Republican Party alone, six from the Democratic side, vying for the Oval Office, one that was the absolute heir apparent. Seemingly on the surface, CNN, you mentioned, MSNBC said it was going to be a runaway, a landslide for Hillary Clinton. Unquestionable that she was going to be the first female president. They're still in shock to this day because they deny that God by his grace and mercy, Stephen, saved this country. In a sense, we got a Nineveh moment that the people went before God. They sought his face, humbled themselves, prayed, asked for an answer, and God gave them an answer in the form of Donald Trump. Yes, he's of us. He's a human being, not a saint. So with him comes, I think, an incredible story of redemption, does it not?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And, we get it. We're Christians. We're born again. God has forgiven us. We know what God has forgiven us of. And, at least for me, and I assume with you, I'm grateful for it.
Absolutely.
But secular people, first of all, they don't understand the gospel. A lot of them don't think, their godless lifestyles are wrong. They just don't get it. They just don't get it. But I'll tell you one thing you mentioned about the heir apparent, Hillary Clinton. One of the things I said to Allison was, I said, look, this came down to a race between two people. The other candidate was, in my opinion, one of the most corrupt politicians ever to run for public office. And I said, we Christians who believe the Bible had no alternative. It was interesting to me that she did not defend Hillary. She didn't say, oh, Hillary's a wonderful person. Because I said, with the email scandals and she was talking about all these women that came forward with Trump. And I said, look, Hillary Clinton shamed the women that came forward with her husband. And listen, there was proof that stuff happened.
Exactly.
He even paid, I think, what was it, $800,000 or $900,000 in a settlement to one of the women that went to court.
Paula
and
Jones.
It was interesting that Allison kind of didn't know what to say. So I really feel that the Lord, gave me wisdom, which I was really praying for. Because
yes, amen.
It's one thing to talk to someone like you who's so friendly and lets me talk and talk. It is another thing to go into the den of lions with people that we know. In fact, their whole narrative was that evangelicals are turning their back on Donald Trump because of Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we knew in the 1980s that businessman Donald Trump was a playboy. I said, this is not a new revelation.
Exactly.
And, we knew about the Access Hollywood tapes before we voted for him. One of them threw up some poll. Of course, I don't.
Stephen, we're going to have to hit a pause button real quick. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Stephen Strang is with us, author of the book God and Donald Trump. This is Bill Martinez. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are more bullish than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead, and optimistic about their long-term future. According to the 2018 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 37% plan to hire in 2018, and 71% expect revenue increases. Additionally, over three-quarters of Hispanic business owners plan to grow their business in the next 5 years, and nearly 9 out of 10 believe the business environment for Hispanic entrepreneurs will strengthen in the next decade. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive, discusses the findings.
One of the fastest growing segments of the small business sector, Hispanic entrepreneurs expect economic growth, higher revenue, and increased hiring in 2018. This overwhelming optimism extends beyond this year, as Hispanic business owners are anticipating a stronger business climate that will help them grow and flourish over the next decade.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I'm breathing. Your word of life.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Sway, like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and independent just for you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Stephen Strang continues with us, CEO of Charisma Media, founder of Charisma Magazine, author of the book God and Donald Trump. You know, Stephen, you'd made a mention a moment ago about evangelicals who are heavily involved in politics. And I got to tell you, I've been struggling with this recently. When I came back on the radio, I'd been away from the microphone for about 30 years to be perfectly vulnerable with you and open. And I never thought I would get back behind the microphone. I'd been running radio stations and an ad advertising and marketing company. And things happened in my life, and I felt like God was calling me back to really focus on issues of faith. And part of my interest is politics. And it's easy to get caught in this stuff, in the struggle, and I was dealing with it. But I got to tell you, what I heard from Billy Graham anecdotally was that he made a mention, you know, because somebody said, well, you've been around a lot of politicians and everything. And he says, you know, to be honest with you, he said, I wish I'd have spent more time in the Word of God than with politicians. And that resonated in my spirit in such a way, because as we say on this show, in pursuit of the truth, you know, God is truth. It's not going to be found in the Donald Trumps, the Hillary Clintons, the political geniuses or the swamp or anything like that. It's going to be found in God. So I have found myself realigning my North Star and compass to what I believe God had called me to do, and that is to focus more on the spiritual issues of life and finding the answers there and knowing by experience the faithfulness of God and what he has done time and time again. And it's all because of that statement, being reminded, you know, by Billy Graham that if he had, you know, the regret he had was that he didn't spend more time in the Bible and less time with politicians.
Well, I agree with you. And, of course, Billy Graham is so respected. But, you know, toward the end of his life, he actually became more political because he actually endorsed George W. Bush in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, I'm so old now, I don't care if people criticize me. And then in North Carolina, I mean, of course, a lot of it was Franklin Graham, but they had this, you know, some kind of vote on transgender bathrooms or something like that.
Yes, right.
They went whole hog, you know, trying to use their influence in North Carolina where they're located. And Billy Graham spoke up about it, too. And, you know, here's the problem. God is God, and we, of course, enjoy the freedom to worship him as we see fit, and we're thankful for our values as Americans. But we've been losing those. You know, ever since World War II, there has been a steady erosion of our rights, and a lot of Christians have not spoken up. So, you know, consider North Korea. You know, God is God of North Korea, too.
Exactly.
You know, there are probably at least a few Christians in North Korea, but suppose America was... the communists were going to take over and say they're going to shut down all churches. I mean, you know, we have no choice but to speak up.
Mm.
And, you know, while thankfully it's not that extreme, but, you know, there's a measure of that that's happening. And I think a lot of Christians woke up. And, you know, what I say is that we, in fact, I said this a couple of times on the interviews. I said, millions of Christians felt the country was going in the wrong direction, and we prayed.
Yes,
we really prayed
exactly.
God would do something, and he raised up someone we didn't expect and someone we didn't even like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that most evangelicals, at least at the you know in the leadership, were not for Donald Trump. And I document this in my book, God and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came down to a difference between him and Hillary Clinton, and also when he articulated to them, in a very pivotal meeting, which I document in the book as well, it happened in June of 2016 with about 1,000 pastors from James Dobson on down. And they began, they saw that, you know, he had adopted our values and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, there's one more thing I want to say about these interviews I had.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of media. The book is doing well. It's been on the bestseller list for 3 months. And when we went on CNN, I kind of expected there to be an uptick in sales. We saw very little uptick. And we concluded it's because people who watch CNN are not interested in books on Trump or books on God.
Exactly.
And so we were talking about it as a staff, and I said, I want to be on with Bill Martinez. And I said, his audience will be much more friendly. So... you know, I think it's, I've been told it's a good book. In fact, the other night, last week, I was invited to speak to the Trump Club of St. Johns County, Florida. And boy, these people were enthusiastic, and they weren't all Christians, but they were very enthusiastic about the things I was talking about. I sold out of books. You know, I did a little autograph signing at the end.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
And it was just great to get the feedback. And several people had read, came to hear me because they'd already read the book, and they said, oh, like, one guy said, I hardly ever read, but when I got in your book, I couldn't put it down. So I don't say that to brag. I just say it's encourage people that I really think it'd be worth their time to invest. I think they'll learn something. And also it'll kind of stabilize some of the things that we already believe to be true because the book is very well documented, lots and lots of end notes. And thankfully, nobody's come forward and said, you blew it on this.
Right, exactly.
Or
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's withstanding scrutiny. But that's the thing about the truth. You don't have to apologize for the truth, do you?
That's exactly right. And I'm a journalist. And so, of course, I've learned that you have to be very, very careful. I vetted everything in the book.
Mm-hmm.
If I quoted James Dobson from something that was on his website, I went back to the ministry and said, look, this is what we're going to use. You know, I'd give them the exact, you know,
the context and whatever,
and a little bit before and after. And I said, tell me if it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we tweaked a few little things that needed to be tweaked. But, and, you know, actually, with Allison, she threw up something about the press. And I said, hey, I'm a journalist, you know, I'm press too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I really appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to talk about God and Donald Trump. It's obviously something that I believe strongly in it. It's why I'm writing a sequel called Aftershock, which is really going to deal with the things that came after the earthquake of Donald Trump's election, because he has just done so much. But as you know, the mainstream media and the left just totally ignore it, even though he's keeping his promises like no other president that I know of.
Yeah, look what's happening to the country. I mean, unemployment, all-time low, home ownership on the rise, enthusiasm, national security, our presence, our positive presence internationally. The previous administration was bragging about what positive changes they made internationally. But I can tell you, even though there was some sensitivity, I'm not one to say that Barack Obama is Muslim. He certainly has some sensitivity toward the Muslim world, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, I would say he's Muslim friendly.
Yes, well,
I think it's because he grew up in it.
Exactly.
Went to, you know, a school for Muslim children, and so at least he has a romanticized version from his childhood, even though that, you know, he attended a Christian church, a very liberal Christian church for many, many years. You know, the interesting thing is that in Islam, if you're in Islam and you convert, you're an infidel, and they go out and kill you. And so I thought to myself, you know, I'm kind of surprised that the Muslim community is not rising up in arms that Barack Obama is not a good Muslim and he's converted to Christianity. You know, he says he's a Christian, and I take his word for it.
Right.
But he is also so far left, and frankly, the policies of the left, and this really has nothing to do with Republican and Democrat. You know, I was on some of my interviews, I've said, as I'm saying now, that I was a Democrat here in Florida for, you know, 20 years, and I switched over finally over the abortion issue in the early 90s. But I'm no fan of the Republican Party, and we're finding out that in draining the swamp that the Republicans are just about as entrenched.
It's bipartisan. There's no doubt. There's bipartisan representation probably more in the swamp than it is than we'd like to see. My point about making the reference about Barack Obama is in terms of his Muslim sensitivity, is that in the 8 years that he was in the Oval Office, I never saw 50 Arab leaders, Muslim leaders, coming together to do a sword dance and honor him, but yet they do this for this billionaire white guy out of New York. So what does that what does that tell you in terms of his leadership position? And since then, all these other leaders across the country, they've joined, they've banded together to come against, you know, Russia and some of these other atrocities that have been happening around the world, which is quite encouraging. And the thing that you hear time and again, Stephen, is that welcome back, America. It's great to see your leadership back on the international stage.
That's right. And, you know, I'm careful not to bash Barack Obama. I was glad we had a black president, but he was in the right place at the right time. I mean, what has he accomplished in his whole life?
Right.
But he bought into this leftist agenda, so that meant that everybody that was left of center kind of loved him. He kind of acted like a celebrity. I mean, he was well-spoken. He knew how to carry himself. But he didn't, you know, when he says he changed America, yes, he changed America. He came out for same-sex marriage. You know, that is a huge change in America.
Right.
He became weak militarily and around the world. That's a huge change.
Yeah, so and accommodated the sale of baby parts.
Oh, yeah. We can go on and on and
yes,
on.
Yes, exactly. Well, Stephen, we got to leave it right there, but I'll remind everybody, go to GodAndDonaldTrump.com and Amazon to get your hands on his book, and we look forward to the new book coming forward, too, okay?
Great. Thanks for the opportunity. God bless.
You got it. God bless. Appreciate it.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever.
Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Frustrated?